This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to the Monday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, brought to you by our good friends at the Innovated Companies, InnovatedCompanies.com, home of the construction team, heating and cooling, electric, and now happy to announce that their plumbing division is up and running, all forearms now, underneath the umbrella of InnovatedCompanies.com, Rainey and Stephanie Green, 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman and a man of his word, fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Welcome to the show this week, folks, as we come to you from the patio studios. Happy to say that in studio today, rather than on an airplane on his way back to the comfort of his home in beautiful Arizona, is our friend, brought to us by the M4byYachty.com, Benji Molina. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Always nice to see you guys, actually talking to a person instead of a phone. And, you know, it's actually very nice, man.
Well, it is very nice. Steve-O, is it very nice?
It is. I expected a little bit more energy out of you this morning. I mean, you got another sweep. You got BMO in studio.
Randy Green's got a chiropractor.
Oh, you've been listening.
Got adjusted. Yeah,
you've been listening to that music in the back office.
You know, he didn't even give me the opportunity for the segue into home of your first place, St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, no, I was sleeping over here. You put me out.
What do you want me to do? Well, I'll tell you what.
Let me tell you.
You know what I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you the speech, okay, that we have given a time or two in our life as coaches. Hey, you do it. How about next time you do the show open?
Well, you know what? It used to be tough. Now you got all the notes right up there on the screen.
You notice I don't look at them.
All I have to do is add in the plumbing division for Randy Green. That's all I have to do. Everything else, I got the patio studio, the M4 by Yachty.
It's patios, not patio, but that's fine.
I said patios.
A patio is what you invite Benji and I over to sit in your house.
Listen, I thought he was doing a great job by doing it on a head, right?
You're still on Arizona time.
I know. Yeah,
you're still sleeping. What are you talking about?
Man, this is early.
Well, hey, listen. Seriously, though. Guys, we're in first place. And we still got people complaining. I love it, by the way. I absolutely love it. Hey, did you see, speaking of loving it, okay? And again, I complain and bitch like everybody else. I just think it's funny. How about this, though? Did you guys see my favorite tweet I sent out? When they asked John Mozeliak about a six-man rotation, it's my favorite answer. Rather than try to defend why you do a six, don't do a six, why the five, I loved
it. He goes,
answer.
He wants to go to four.
I'd rather have a four. I prefer a four-man rotation. I loved it. I think it's great. let me tell you another thing, too. I had no idea we had so many doctors out there that know what's good and bad for Jordan Hicks. I had no idea. Is it a medical, like, you have to be a doctor to be a Cardinal fan, evidently. Because him warming up a couple times and then coming in and pitching, I mean, the guy's heading to the operating table. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It is going to happen. It's going to happen to all of them at some juncture.
Yeah.
It's unreal. I had no idea.
They are a commodity. Use them like one.
Yeah.
Use it.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is, with modern medicine, I mean, he'll be able to come back.
Yeah, probably.
It's fine. That's not a big deal.
I would assume. Listen,
I just think it's funny. And I get it, because what do I do, really, most of the time?
You've already ruined Matt Bowman, though. Yeah. You've already ruined this kid.
Yeah, he's ruined.
He is ruined.
Yep.
You're lucky Norris is doing anything.
Yeah, we're lucky.
I mean, he should be gone. And in this clown out of Japan, why would we ever sign that guy? Who signed somebody out of Japan?
Well, he's not Japanese. You make it sound like we signed a Japanese guy.
Hey, we're
listen. Bottom line is this. We're in first place.
We're in first place.
And here's my favorite part. And, Benji, I'd love to get your take on this. So the narrative is, well, we've beat up on the Reds. Our record against the other team, you know. But what would be going on if we didn't beat up on the Reds? We'd be, we can't beat the Reds. We can't do this. And I do say the Reds have 3 wins this year. And who do they have them against? 1 against Cubs, 1 against Milwaukee, 1 against Pittsburgh. Look how many wins lineup, they got against us?
Look at their lineup, and then you figure it out if they're a big league club or not. They're not hitting. That's not our problem. That's one thing. They're not pitching. That's not our problem. But right. They have their arms. Homer Bailey's not bad.
Luis Castillo's supposed to be like
a stud. Yeah. And then you have the hitters. Go through their lineup. They all hit plus 25 plus last year.
Yeah.
Jeanette, Chebler, Duval, Votto. I mean, it's not the Reds like they're thinking out there. How about if the Cubs go to the Reds and beat them 4 times? Well, do you think they don't feel good about it?
And I'll say this. Would you not take Iglesias on your team? Boy, that guy can throw.
Oh, heck yeah.
The problem is he doesn't get too many save situations.
I've been trying to get him for 2 years.
It's not even that. BMO and I talked the other day. Do you know the stat of the year for last year was – the Cardinals and the Cubs had identical records.
Except for head-to-head.
Yeah. So there's your stat of the year.
Sure.
You have to win these games that you should win. It's not that. It's not rocket science, okay?
Well,
go beat up on the teams that are weak, because there's plenty of them out there, and then play 500 ball against the ones that you're matched up against.
I'm glad you mentioned that there's plenty of them out there. And I'm curious. Listen, I will say this. They're all major league teams. You have to respect them all. You have to, you know, you try to beat them. It doesn't matter if it's the best team or the worst team. Does it feel to you guys like there's numerous teams out there that are kind of like also Rams, like you're just going to walk all over them? It seems like there's multiple teams out there. But then you see the Marlins beat the Yankees. You know, you see some of these teams.
Mania, no hits.
The Red Sox. And what did I tell you, Steve, when we were at Patio's Friday? Do you remember what I said to you? The Cincinnati Reds are going to win 60 games. Probably. I mean, if they're really bad, they might win 50. And if they overachieve, this team might win 65, which I don't see happening. I think it's more likely they only win 50 than 70. But they're probably going to win around 60 games, right? Well, and we've played them how many times? They haven't beat us yet. So that's a good thing, because they're going to beat somebody.
Right. Well, here's a question for you that BMO and I were talking about before you got here. Is there a possibility for a trade with them? They need talent. They're in a rebuild, obvious.
Well, and the only player I'm assuming they have I take that back. There's probably 2 players you'd like to have from there. One would be Votto.
Yeah.
And 2 would be Iglesias. But
yeah.
They're not going to trade him.
Would they trade Votto?
Would they?
Would they?
Well, they've went to him numerous times. He won't agree to a trade.
Because BMO says he only wants to go one place.
Where's that?
The Yankees.
Is that what he said? No. Oh, I'm sure that was off the record, but sorry about that. I didn't mean to say that.
It's true.
Did he mention the reason? Is it like a boyhood thing?
No, I don't. I think it's just because New York's closer to where he is from, you know, Toronto. I don't think he wanted to go to Toronto. He would have said it, you know, that's his place. But he never said it. So he just said he said that was the only place he wanted to go is the Yankees. He likes that. I mean, everybody have their own opinion.
Yeah. So that'd be fun.
I'll take Iglesias. I mean,
I would
right
too.
Now,
he's nasty.
You know? Now, all I'm saying is the Cardinals have a big – I mean, let me say this when you were saying about the Reds. One thing I hate is that if you don't beat the Reds, everybody's all over your butt. Oh, you should have beat them. We suck.
Sure.
And da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then when you beat them that you're supposed to, instead of being happy, okay, we beat these guys because we were supposed to, and we did our job to beat these guys. But nobody says that. Everybody's thinking – the negative side. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I hate that. I don't like that. If you're supposed to beat these guys, we did it. We did it seven times already, whatever that times is.
Well, and that's where you guys get caught up on it. If the thing is if you don't beat the Reds, the half the people are out there saying, man, you got to win those games.
Right.
But those people are quiet when you sweep them. They're like, yeah, they're happy. They're excited about sweeping them. But it's the other people that are always the negatives are like, oh, well, it's just the Reds. So it's different people are saying it. Yeah, so it's not the same people.
Well, you will never hear me say something like
that. A win is a win.
Yeah, well, it's not only that. I mean, just look at the standings. You have to play the games, right? Everybody's got Washington in the World Series. They're under 500.
The Dodgers.
Okay. What about the Dodgers? Okay. What about the Giants? I mean, what about all these? The Chicago Cubs.
They're supposed to run away from our division.
So, you know, again, listen. We're talking about, what are we? I don't even know, 20 games?
Yeah, almost 20.
Yeah, we're out of 20 games, right?
All I know is they need to be excited for the Cardinal baseball.
It should be.
There's a few things they could get better at, but any fan that's a Cardinal fan, anybody out there a Cardinal fan, they should be excited for Cardinal baseball. Having that bullpen kind of taking shape little by little, and then that lineup, I mean, we have a few guys not doing it, but if those guys wake up, man.
Well, we got the best manager in baseball, so that's why we're sitting where we're at.
We want people not to listen, right?
I mean, I'm going to get them fired up here.
Well, here's the thing. It's funny you say that because I want to take today.
It's still the winners, guy.
I want to take today to address his handling of the bullpen. It's the number one thing that people tweet at us. Okay, so I want to talk about it today a little bit, back and forth. Obviously, unless over the weekend you got a medical certificate in your box of Wheaties and Benji has some schooling in the medical field that I'm unaware of, I don't have any. So I don't believe any of us in here are doctors. Okay, but we've seen enough to be dangerous, right? Just probably like everybody else. So we're going to talk a little bit about the bullpen, the handling of the bullpen, health issues in the bullpen. We're going to talk about all that good stuff. After, we remind you to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. It's where you can subscribe to the podcast absolutely free. You get a notification each time we put out a show. If you want to help the show, one of the great things you can do there is do your Amazon shopping through our website. Again, that's twobirdsonabat.com. Click the Amazon banner down to your right on your computer, on your mobile device. You scroll all the way down, click Amazon, do your shopping. You're done with us. Doesn't cost you anything extra. We get a very small referral. You know, it helps us keep Benji in town here on a Monday instead of flying back early. He stays and we, you know, we give him lunch with that money is what we do so that we can keep him here to hang out with us in studio. So we'd appreciate it greatly if you would do that. It means a lot to us. Social media is our big ask of all you guys out there. As always, you can find us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. Our ask is simple. You follow us at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to check you out. We're going to make sure. We're going to follow you back. I don't care if you agree with us, disagree with us. We want to know what you got to say because we're going to talk about it one way or the other and have some fun with it. So, again, if you're a Cardinal fan and you follow us, we're going to follow you back. Our big ask, though, is Facebook. Two Birds on a Bat. That's all you got to type into the search bar on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Find our Facebook page. Our ask there is simple. Like our Facebook page and then click invite your friends. They now have that feature. You can invite all or you can select your friends that are just Cardinal fans only. Things like that. We would love to have them be a part of the conversation, so please do that as well. You can find us on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Thank you to lineupmedia.fm for all they've done for our show. They're the fastest growing podcast company on the planet and now home to the new internet radio station, Yo Radio. Make sure you check it out. Great stations on there, and it won't be long. We'll be part of the baseball portion of that as well, so please check it out, Yo Radio. Brian Kroc, Andrew Allen, thanks for all you guys do for the show. And again, we come to you from the patio studios, and special thanks to InnovativeCompanies.com. Another one of our partners, Steve-O and I got to catch firsthand this weekend. Steve-O, you played on Saturday. I played on Sunday. I got to tell you, considering the weather wasn't perfect, Arlington Green's great shape. The greens were
unbelievable. Matter of fact, I was a little disappointed. They didn't hold a couple of my iron shots.
Well, I mean, you spin the ball
They released.
So well.
I know. I pinched down on the back of it. But we won B-Flight, babe.
So did we.
Are you shitting
me? On Sunday.
What'd you have?
We were awful. We were 6 under. We were awful.
We were 8 under.
I couldn't have played any worse. Well, I haven't played golf in 2 years. I mean, we made a couple putts, hit a couple drives, a couple iron shots. That's it.
Yeah, course is in great shape.
Course is in great shape. We were awful. I played with our friend Kurt, and I played with my buddy Tim and his son. And we were talking about it afterwards and, you know, having a couple of cocktails in the clubhouse. I can't remember the last time I played in a golf scramble and wasn't double digits. I mean, you've played in 100 of them with me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was awful.
Whenever we're not in the double digits, I do have a pencil with an eraser, which yes, they don't do. Provide at Arlington Greens.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy's on the up and up.
Yeah,
but I bring my own. I bring my own eraser, and I will pencil whip the scorecard better than anybody else.
I take full responsibility for our team's awful performance. I was that bad.
You guys play in teams? Is that what it
it's
is?
It's a scramble.
It's a
yes,
scramble,
sir. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So anyway, they usually use my drive, usually use Jim's putt.
I just bought a driver, $25.
$25?
Yeah, use one.
Like a grab bag out of a bin or something?
It's a Nike.
Wait a minute. He just sent a video. Is this you at Top Golf? What is this here?
Check out that swing, baby. Check it out.
I'm going to check this out. This guy's out there
at
Walking Stick.
I'm getting ready.
Is this Top Golf at Walking Stick?
Yes.
Yes. I got a card, membership card for you.
Well, here's the deal. A lot of people don't, like, you know, obviously I love hitting and love to teach, you know, all the. It's very similar. Golf swing, baseball swing, similar except for the hand path.
I used to play a little bit. And then I stopped for years. And then I started going, like, spring training. I started training. Not training. That's not training. But
playing. Having fun.
Just,
learning.
Yeah. Just swinging back, you know, and trying to get it again. And I lost. I used to hit it all straight. I didn't know what I was doing before. And now that I'm thinking about it, it's all going right.
Well, see, there's your first problem. Don't think.
Yeah, don't think.
So, you didn't think much when you played baseball, did you? You just played,
no,
right?
Golf, yeah, system. And you're right. I mean, I just need to keep going and finding the way, you know, keep it straight.
Well, our friend at Arlington Greens, Mark Marcuse, has already invited us out. We're going to go out there. He'll hit some balls with you. You know, we're going to do it. I talked to him yesterday. We're actually going to go out there and do a show. During a tournament, he's going to find a good one. I said, you know, I told him about you and how you are. So he's like, he'll have some stuff that like benefits veterans out there.
You know what?
Or homeless
what I'm
or things like that.
So you know gonna, what I'm bad at?
What's that?
I don't have a set. You know, like when I'm sure you guys know where to stand. To
yeah,
get
you
the
need
driver.
A good stance. You got to have a good
yeah,
stance.
Like
you got to start with
so
a good stance.
Foundation.
Maybe one day I'm here. And then the other day I'm here, and then the ball end up here. And so I need to learn where is my best.
Well, Randy Green will tell you, you got to have a good foundation. That's what the construction company's for, innovativecompanies.com. Okay, enough golf today.
Yeah, enough golf?
Enough golf today, because I tell you what, we did. Arlington Greens, we're going to go out there, we're going to do a show live out there while they're having a tournament on a Friday. We're going to do the show, and then we're going to play in the tournament, kind of like a thing that he's going to provide for the tournament to, you know, have some people play with us. It'll be a fun time, and again, check it out. If you're a golfer, you got to check out Arlington Greens. Tell Mark Marcuse we sent you. He's a great dude. He'll take care of you.
Great. Or if you need fitted for clubs or anything like that.
This
guy's
a great dude, man.
And,
yeah, he's fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. You're going to have fun with Mark. Okay, moving on. So I want to ask you guys. I got to tell you, I'm at the point now with people's reactions to the bullpen that it's this simple, okay? No matter what Mike does, if it doesn't work, it was wrong. You've got to explain to me how bringing Tyler in to face the left-handers was wrong. Now, the other thing I was unaware of is that everybody out there has got a keen eye, and after a batter can tell. So they want us now. They want the manager and the pitching coach and them now. To where if a guy comes in and after the first hitter doesn't look like he's got it, they want him out.
That doesn't work that way.
How are we going to do that? We're going to be out of pitchers by the eighth inning.
No, it doesn't work that way. But let me tell you this one, and then you tell me what you think.
Okay.
Gregerson comes in.
Yep.
This is a situation that happened the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Gregerson comes in. He's in for an inning.
Right.
He's not in for two batters, for one batter, for whatever, right? He's in for...
Well, we can look it up to be sure, but
okay.
I believe you're right. I was actually at my son's game.
I'm
going
to tell you exactly what happened. I talked to more than five people about it, and, you know, I don't want
to. You don't need to say any names.
So he comes and get the two outs. He give up either a hit to the third guy.
I'm going to give you the exact
then he got,
here in a second.
Yep. Irving got a hit, I think, or whoever that was. Then Winker came in, and he took him out. Now, I'm going to give you this. We're up 3-0. Okay? I know that's whole situation.
Yep, you got it. Yep.
Winker's coming.
Mm-hmm.
If Winker hits a homer of Gregerson, what's the score? 3-2. We're still up 1. Now, you got a righty on Peraza that Gregerson probably was going to get out. Who knows? But at least he's righty against righty. Now, you get to Votto. Then then you can make a move. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's a simple way of not getting yourself into that mix right there. Leave him alone. Go get the lefty after a hit, two outs. Go get the lefty Winker. If he gets a hit, if he hits a homer, that's the worst that could happen. 3-2 game. You got Peraza. You might get him out. Righty and righty. And now you get to Bottle. Okay. Then you go get the lefty. The problem with when you set Tyler Lyons is his pitch so much. And when Lyon comes in, he's a guy like 40 pitches. He's not a guy that won two batters or I mean, he's been putting Lyons to a 30 to push him to 30 or 40 pitches every time he goes out. And that's why I thought it was a little soon for him to take out. If you see the replay, Gregerson told him, he said, "This is my inning, man. This is my inning. Let me get out of it." And they showed it on TV. But Mike would have been in less, you know, doo-doo like we were talking now if he just let him pitch. Now he gets to Votto. All right, you know, let's get Lyons, and it's not a big deal. Whatever it is, it is. And you guys saw how Lyons was. That's not Lyon.
Yeah, he's there's clear. He's clearly.
He's tired. He's probably tired up, worn out. Who knows? Who knows? Because that's not him. That's not the Lyons.
Yeah, but
seen.
This has been since day one. He hasn't looked good. That's the thing. He hasn't looked good all year.
Mm-hmm.
I've been living with him.
Even worse, like
on
you
my
just
fantasy
said.
Team. I mean, he's been getting knocked around all year.
All right, even worse. Then let Gregerson get out of the inning. If you're just saying it, right? You just said Lyons doesn't good all year long. Why is he needs those guys? Why does he need to be in there? And we didn't. I'm not talking about after the things happen. I'm saying before, because when Gregerson got two outs, and he gave up a hit, he took him out.
Right.
I'm talking before that happens. Just right. Leave him. Let him go. Votto comes in. I get.
Well,
it.
Well, let me ask you this question.
That's what I would have done. Anyways, I mean, I know Mike. I mean, he goes out.
Well, here's my question for you. And again, these aren't – I'm not asking you the question in the right or wrong. I'm way past right or wrong. Because at the end of the day, what I've come to grips with over time is, A, there's things that go on that we don't know about, right? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
B, they're going to do what they do. I can't affect it. I can't change it. I can bitch. I can complain. Whatever. And I like to. I like to sit there and think what would I have done or what I you know. I think to myself what I would do before it happens and things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, I say this all the time. We all assume that if they did what we wanted them to do, that it would work out differently. We don't know that.
No, we don't know.
We don't know that. I mean, we can assume, and that's fine.
You can just
here's
do
my
the
thing,
right
though.
Thing.
So here's my thing. Okay, and here's what I. Here's what I don't struggle with this. It's reality. The reality of it is they don't care. They can't care whether Twitter thinks he should put a guy in or not put a guy in. Because, but what I'm saying is for us and the way we look at it, if he leaves Gregerson there and this guy gets a hit, what's everybody say? Well, you left him out. I mean, it's obvious he didn't have it. He
but
got
the
first two guys out. This Irvin guy gets a hit off of him. You leave him in there to face a left-hander when you got Lyons in the bullpen. What are you doing?
And but again, the baseball people.
But I'm not talking about the baseball people.
Okay. That's why you you're having this conversation.
That's right. That's why we're having this conversation.
So on our Cowboys show, we interviewed a guy that's actually starting a football league where the fans actually call the plays. They would have like a kiosk at their, you know, a handheld at their seat at the stadium, and they would call a certain play in there.
Wouldn't that be nice in baseball?
That's what I think. If you guys, hey, I got a little coin. We can start up our own league.
It would, but let me ask you a question. Here's my question though. Because that's what I'm just sitting here saying. I like to do that. Whenever something's going on, I like to sit here and think, okay, I'd like to do this or I'd like to do that. But the reality of it is, if they don't do that at that moment in time, you don't get the real result. So how do you do it?
Right. Well, the funny thing is that Mike's, I mean, he's juggling more than what you're looking at or anybody's looking at. He's juggling.
Everybody thinks, why is it so hard? This guy pitches the seventh. This guy pitches the eighth.
No, he's juggling the backstory that nobody knows. The clubhouse stuff. Nobody knows that because they're not privy to it. He has that. He's juggling tomorrow's game. He's juggling the next couple of innings, and he's juggling that out. Now, anybody will tell you, oh, well, you need this out. And then if you get that out and that guy's burnt and he takes him out to get the next out, well, heck, you just wasted our eighth inning guy. What are you thinking? So, I mean, he's juggling so much. I mean, I can sit there and second guess him all day long when it doesn't work out.
I bet you 100%, I bet you anything, Steve-O, that everybody panicked when he put Norris in the eighth inning.
Oh, it was all
without
over.
A doubt. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody freaked
because
out.
Everybody
why is Norris
knew
pitching?
Holland was going to end up the game. And we were only down four. I mean, up four. Not.
I was pissed. But when Norris was coming in, we were only up one.
No.
He was getting, in the bullpen he was.
Oh, yeah.
He came
in. Yeah,
but
we went
when
up
he was
four.
Getting ready. Yeah.
No, but that was the eighth.
Yeah, but he got hot.
Yeah, to the eighth inning. So the ninth inning was going to be Holland no matter what. That's what they looked like.
Well, it pissed me off because I needed him to stay at like one or two runs, have him get the hold, and then give it to Holland so I can win another category
now,
in fantasy.
Now
that
we're on
is
to the real.
That is what I'm bitching about.
See, that's
and
what,
then
that's
I was
what
pissed.
Most of the
Listen,
people out there are doing.
Fowler, what, he get three walks in an inning? And scored. I mean, he's killing me. The other guy had Fowler, and it ruined my whole fantasy day. So that's the only thing I really care about.
See, that's what a lot of fans out there are doing, playing
with
their fantasy.
Exactly. It happens in football. They don't think about, the guy ran, whatever. The Ravens get a defensive interception. Instead of trying to run it back for a touchdown, the guy just goes down to run the clock out. So he's killing me.
All right, but here's my question. This is what kills me. So this is what I got to ask you guys, okay? I got to ask you guys this. So in the seventh inning, going into the seventh inning, the Cardinals come to bat, okay? The Cardinals are only up one run. Looking ahead to the eighth inning, who's batting in the eighth? It's the top of their order. It's the top of the order. So we're only up one run. He does exactly what people want.
Bring
Who's your best guy
in.
Right now?
Norris.
Who's your best guy?
Norris.
Bring him in to face the best part of the order, right?
Absolutely.
And he still
Hang on, he gets
run?
Hot. He gets hot. Right? He's ready to go. We happen to score four runs, right? And he brings him out to face the top of the order, right? And what's he do?
Brought,
bang,
but,
bang, bang, and we're still not happy.
But he had to bring him. You warm him up. You warm the guy up. That's what you don't... That's what people don't get out there.
Well, and here's
when
another
you
thing.
Warm the guy out, you might as well use him because that's just like an hour.
Well, just like
and I take that.
Yeah.
Hang on. And here's the other thing too.
And I bet you anything that was the reason why he brought him in.
Well, here's a question for you, Benji. I believe when you see a guy in the bullpen, there's getting hot and there's throwing and getting ready. Mm-hmm. There's two different. There's a big difference between getting hot and throwing in case you come in. Is that not right?
Or following the guy. Just get loose, and just in case something happens, you're coming in.
There's a big difference. And they know that. We don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you got a keen eye and you're just staring at the bullpen, you can see how he's throwing, you can see what his intent is.
But they already know.
Yeah, they know.
Holland knew that he's not coming in the eighth.
Yeah.
Holland was throwing just to get warm up for the ninth inning.
Right. So, again... I'm just looking at this going.
But it's hard. It's hard when you always do the wrong thing in everybody's eyes. I mean, I don't know. A lot of people would have done a lot of those things different.
Sure.
But, Norris coming in the eighth, I got no problem with it. Holland going to pitch with four runs in the ninth, I had no problem with that. Let him get those innings with four runs. Who cares? That he needs to get ready. He needs to get going.
This is just my fun part of the whole thing because imagine bringing Holland in the eighth, and let's say he gets knocked around, right?
With one run.
What would everybody say? That was the top of their lineup. Joey Votto. Why Norris has been great. Why wouldn't you bring him in? I don't care about saves. The best pitcher should pitch. I mean, it just kills me. I mean, it does. It absolutely kills me. I love it. And it's fun because you can sit here and talk about it, and you can play. You can play manager after the fact, which is something we all get to do, right? I mean, we all get to do that.
And sometimes don't forget that sometimes the managers, when they do something that they felt or they feel that it was wrong, they go straight to the kid. Like I'm sure Mike went over to Gregerson after the game and he said, "Hey man, next time, I know better," or whatever, whatever it is. And next time I'm going to leave you in, my bad on this one. We won, but next time I'll probably do it different, You know, we don't know. Maybe he did that.
Right. The key is we won.
Mm-hmm.
We won. We team.
Yep.
You know, even the guy that didn't pitch is a we.
He's a we.
I got a question for you. Did you have a problem with him taking Martinez out at 91 pitches?
Yep. Oh, no. A problem?
Yeah. Did you have a problem with it?
Oh,
I mean,
let me tell you this. I'm either way, right? And I'm going to explain it. If he takes him out, his confidence way up for the next start.
Shut out, 91 pitch. Hey, not overused.
Okay, that's
day off coming up, right?
Yeah,
you got a day off Sunday. You're going to use your bullpen the next couple days, right?
Where's his confidence? Way up the roof, right?
Yep.
And that's what you need to keep him going with the same confidence. Now you take a chance on 91 pitches. Which he's going to end up 110, right?
Well, or if he has a great inning, 100. Either way, but you're right, yeah.
8 pitches?
Sure.
Man, let's say 110, 105. You're still going to get him out. Then let's say that inning he starts with a walk, or let's start with the error, and then he starts pitching. You know what? A difference that makes on the pitcher's mind, it's like, dang it. And then they might score that run. And then what? I'd rather always keep the guy – obviously, 91 pitches. No, I'm not saying 60 or.
Well, everybody's got that magic 100 in their mind.
Yeah, if it's under 100, you can go. But we talk about
But that doesn't happen that way.
Sure, I understand.
We talk about confidence. We talk about the mind game, the psychological part of the game. What did Yogi Berra used to say?
It's
90% of the game is half mental, or something like that. 60% of the game is 100%. I don't. Whatever.
90% is mental, and the other half.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got to remember, Benji is a Yogi Berra guy.
Yeah, he's 90% is physical and the other half is mental. That's it.
If you're going to bring something here, do your research. Okay.
But
he got it right.
Okay, but eventually, with a little help.
So here's a question for you, Jimbo. I'll throw up a softball to you.
Oh, wow.
Manaea just throws a no-no.
Yep.
His next start is against Houston in Houston. What do you do with him in fantasy? I'm a general manager. You're a general manager. What are you doing with Manaea next start?
Well, it's interesting you say that. What am I going to do with him?
Yep.
I'm going to sit him.
I'm sitting him too.
Because here's the thing. That's the beautiful thing about fantasy baseball.
But he
What would happen?
He just faced one good team, like Houston.
Yeah.
Well, what Steve-O, I think, is getting at here, and I could probably find it.
It's usually.
What day was that? What day was that game?
Saturday.
Saturday game?
Yeah.
I know where Steve's going with this, so I'm curious here. I'm going to take a look at this. I know exactly what he's doing. I want to be accurate.
He's in Houston.
It's not just that. I know what else you're getting at, and I want to have it in front of me here. All right. Here we go. I believe you know what? 108 pitches. This isn't Johan Santana material or what he threw when he threw
130-something.
Yeah. 108.
Pretty efficient.
Yeah. You got to pitch him.
I mean, pitching him?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking I'm going to look at this, and he's 120, 130 pitches. And I know what you're getting at. See, these guys, and that's the other thing, too. You know, again, we're all doctors, right?
Absolutely.
We're all doctors. Hey, oh, he's going to be tired.
All I'm saying is he just beat the Boston Red Sox when they were hot.
Yeah. That's true.
So his confidence might be up.
And he carved them up.
He might be up, the confidence. You know, never know.
That's
he might not have a no-hitter, but he might have a two-hitter.
Well, the difference is, as a fantasy manager, I have the luxury of having a full roster.
And not pissing off your clubhouse, pissing off your
fans. I don't have to worry about any of that.
That's right.
I got one person to answer to, and come next Monday morning or Sunday night, I'm either the winner or the loser on that, and nobody's going to tweet me saying I'm a jackwagon for doing it. But I'm sitting him because I'm playing the mental part of it. That Houston's going to beat his ass.
I got to ask you guys a question, too, as we're getting on this.
And it could happen.
And it could. Or he could shut him down.
Are you guys as surprised as I, and again, I'm not a dummy, and I know, you got to look at something more than just what's on the surface. But are you surprised Adam Wainwright's still taking a beating on social media? He needs to retire. They need to get him out of here.
I don't think he worries about that.
I know he doesn't, but my point is,
I think he just needs to get ready.
Is it just the Flaherty thing? People want Flaherty up here. Is that what it is?
Guys, we beat this dog. We told you what was going to happen. He is going to be in and out of that 10-day DL to get Flaherty up here. He does not have elbow inflammation.
other than what he normally has on any other day.
I think
he is. I don't think there's anything to it. I think they're working Flaherty in and working him.
Well,
giving him his last hurrah.
You know what? I think somebody a few months ago said this was going to happen.
Yeah, I believe we sat here on the show and said.
I did. But my point is, I said that's what you're going to see. You're going to see it now because they've conveniently done this.
They should move on from that.
Yeah, I don't understand.
The people should move on from that one.
This guy went into Chicago and won. I don't give a shit if you think he did it with smoke and mirrors. He went in there and won.
He won it, yeah. And he did
and
good.
And I tell you what, Dan McLaughlin, I know you know him pretty well. He's a great guy. I heard him this morning in an interview. And guys, listen, he spelled it out. Listen, you don't want to listen to us, that's fine. You don't want to listen to Benji, that's fine. This is a guy that's with the team every day. And he spelled it out for you this morning in his interview. They are not going to treat this guy like shit. They're not going to dump him. They're not going to do it. He is like the most loved guy in the clubhouse. He's a team leader. He's given his heart and soul to the franchise. If you did that to him, you'd have 24 guys in that locker room looking at the manager, the pitching coach, and the GM going, WTF.
Okay, I'm
wondering. What the heck? Not only that, make no mistake about this, too. And here's the other thing, and I'm going to ask Benji this question, and I'm going to ask him if I'm right. When it's a guy like Adam Wainwright, we're not talking about a guy that's got a year in the league, 2 years in the league, gave you a good stretch. You're talking about a guy that has given his life to your organization and has been a model teammate.
And he's been good.
Hey.
He's been good.
Let me ask you a question. You're going to tell me that people on other teams that are potential free agents aren't paying attention?
Oh, heck yeah.
So, again, you guys want – like, you know, I listen to Bernstein.
Listen,
hey, this is a business.
I want to say this to the fans out there, everybody. Listen. 2013, we had a guy closing out games that wasn't supposed to. His name's Mujica. Remember him?
Yep.
He was closing out games because somebody else couldn't do the job, right? So he stepped in. Or somebody got hurt. I'm not sure. But he stepped in, and he did great, great job for us. Well, what happened the last two games? He gave up two runs. You know, he still saved the game. He gave up one run. Couldn't save the game. The next day was off. And the next day, he pitched again. 3 out of 4 days, gave up 3 runs. And they want to leave him off the roster in the playoff. Well, guess what happened? The veteran players, they said, if these guys doesn't go in, we ain't playing.
Really?
So now you're talking about a big guy.
When was this? What year was this?
13.
You know, it sounds bad.
Well, that's right. Yeah,
obviously, maybe they weren't going to do it. But I'm just saying, like, they have their back. So if you do something bad, like you just said, to Wainwright, you know, if you do something bad to Wainwright, that's what's going to happen. You're going to lose the whole ball club. Like just that day, you know. I mean, I'm sure it happens many times. I mean, I'm sure it happened not only to Mujica, but anywhere. You know, you do something like that to a veteran player like him or a guy who's battled all year, and all of a sudden you want to leave him off the roster.
Yeah, we're here.
You're going to lose the clubhouse.
Right. We're here because of this guy.
Yes. And then you're going to leave him off?
Yeah. Well.
So you're going to lose the main players. And they're going to be pissed at you. They're going to be mad at you. And they have to go out and play a playoff game against one of the top teams and being mad at you because you did this, you did that. I don't see it happening with Wainwright, man. They need him in the clubhouse. They need him happy. They need him helping young guys. I think he's going to be okay, man.
I think he is too, and make no doubt about it. I mean, you can come up with a conspiracy theory or whatever you want to do, but we talked about this during the offseason and early on. There's going to be injuries in the pitching rotation. Guaranteed 100%. We've already seen Waino twice now go to the DL. Okay? It's not going to stop. But he's going to come back after 10 days. Flaherty's going to go back down. Waino's going to get a start, maybe two, and probably pop back on. And if it's a real injury, you might see all of a sudden 60-day stint.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. And he'll make that decision. Believe me, he's made enough money in his life that he's probably not going to.
Well, he's still. I mean, I get what you're saying, but he still wants to do it good for the city. He still wants to play for St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, he still want to win games. It's in his head. It's in his heart. So you will not see Wainwright back down so easy. I mean, he's going to come back from this. He's going to try to pitch like the same way he did with the Cubs, against the Cubs. That's what he's going to try to do. And they know it. They know it, that he might only go five. If he goes six or seven, that's great. But they know that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely.
They know that. So they don't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying? So no, none of us need to worry about Wainwright right now. I think Wainwright, whenever he gets better, he's going to be back, and that's it.
Yeah, so we know he's going – I mean, I'll just take it a step further. We know he's going to get a red jacket, right?
Oh,
he's going to get to
– Well, I got one. It says St. Louis in the front. What's wrong with that?
You got one. I seen you wear it. Yeah. It's a nice red Cardinal jacket.
Yeah. What is a new benchmark for starting pitching for the Hall of Fame? Jim?
What's that?
What's a new standard? It used to be the 300 wins.
Yeah, that's...
What's a new standard? 200? 175?
Right now it's 200, I would think.
You got to think that magic number 300 is so far beyond...
From many, many pitchers.
Right.
Not just a bunch of pitchers. There's many pitchers that are not probably going to get up there to the 300.
I don't see 300 coming into play in the future. I mean, Gibson didn't hit 300, and he pitched
for a long time.
I mean, these guys.
And they have three man rotations.
Yeah, sometimes two. But
hey, can you believe that, though, Steve? I'm sorry. Can you believe that pitchers used to throw that day, start, and relieve for 2 days, for 2 days, and then come back and start?
Yeah. I can believe it.
It was a different era, right? Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt, man.
Well,
and by the way, I got a Bob Gibson signed baseball, bro.
Oh,
you did get it?
Oh, my gosh.
I know that's what you were wanting.
Oh, man, I was so excited. I almost jumped out. But, hey, go ahead, man.
Well, here's the deal. Because if you didn't pitch back in 1920, you were hitting the coal mines. You know, those were your options. You know, there were no cush jobs back then for you, for these guys.
Yep.
So, guess what? I'm going to keep pitching.
Yep.
When do they need me? So, different era right now. But I just got to think 175, 200's the new standard. And he's, at 150 mark.
But for him to get to 175, still.
He's still 3 years away. I don't know if that happened. Two and a half.
He's going to have a hard time.
Going to be a hard time.
You know, and. Here's the deal on that. I could sit here and tell you what I think a Hall of Fame pitcher is, but the truth of the matter is the people that vote on it are the ones that are going to tell us what the new benchmark is.
Because when do they go to the stats?
It's when they let in a guy that has the stats that you all of a sudden go, well, that's the measure, right?
Right. But here's the deal. You can't let a guy in at 175 and then go, oh, well, you know, this guy had 175 wins back in
Sandy Koufax
1963, so we're going to let him in.
Never went in.
Right, never went in. When's the Hall of Fame going to go to the advanced analytics?
Pretty soon.
And not go to the whole wins and losses. When are they going to go to
Sandy Koufax had 165 wins. You know why he's in the Hall of Fame?
Because he dominated for 9 years.
He was the best pitcher in the league for nine. I've said all the time, if you're the best player in your league at your position for 10 years, you're a Hall of Famer.
And he wasn't.
That's why Jim Edmonds not being in the Hall of Fame is bullshit.
And it wasn't because he wanted to be out or retire. It was because of sickness. You know what I'm saying? So it makes it a little different. It's not like, okay, I played 10 years, good years, let me go home. No, he just did it because he was sick.
And
he needed to get out.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, now, again, some of these should be no-brainers. And here's what Benji, we've talked about this off the air. I've always said when it comes to the Hall of Fame, if you've got to think that hard about it and you've got to find a reason to put somebody in the Hall of Fame, then they're not a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. If you got to go to underlying numbers to tell me somebody's a Hall of Famer, then they're not a Hall of Famer.
You tell me why Omar Vizquel can't be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he absolutely
will be.
I think he will be eventually.
He will be.
You know why he will be? Because he's still getting better.
Yeah.
Hang on. You know what? I used to say this all the time. How did that guy get better when he was retired? Certain guys get better because I think they get appreciated more as the game changes. I think you're appreciating Omar Vizquel a little. I mean, you know, you're
Timbo,
watching.
Timbo, 2,800 hits.
Yeah, he's in.
And
he'll get in.
Steals like crazy.
And was an unbelievable defensive player.
Loves. That's a no-brainer.
See, we're complaining about Scott Rolen not being in. Vizquel's a bigger crime than Rolen.
Vizquel's a crime, but Vizquel's in Cleveland.
How about Fred McGriff? It doesn't matter where you are, though.
Well, that's the thing. No notoriety.
It doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah, it does.
Because if you're going to see that.
It shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't, but it does.
But it doesn't.
Right.
I'm not saying not for me. I'm saying it doesn't matter. Because if you play in Yankee Stadium, you end up with 500 homers. Instead of going to St. Louis, end up with 350.
Absolutely.
And then what? And then what?
Speaking
He's a Hall of Famer.
Speaking of going to Yankee Stadium and hitting a bunch of home runs, this Stanton thing is just unreal.
This is going crazy.
This is crazy. I mean, he finally did hit a home. I mean, Jesus Louise.
Well, those fans are tough. And I'm telling you, to see the booze, and he noticed it because he looked up into the stands, gave him a little shake, you know, like, why? You know, like, let me get going. When it gets hot, I'm going to be
hot. Hey, listen. Hang
but those
on.
Are the same fans that yeah, when he gets the home run, yeah, he's the best. I love him.
So, toughest place.
He wanted to go there. Hey. I typically.
Oh, it doesn't matter, but fans still the same.
Hey, I typically am on the player side. Not, listen, when you ask for it, don't get upset when you get what you ask for. I think there's a
line out there. Be careful what you wish for.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that?
Hey, you got
did I get
one.
That one right?
You got that one right, at least.
All right.
I didn't know if he understood what he was getting into. I thought he saw that the stadium was a better hitting park. They already had a good lineup. They could win. They can win. Yeah. I mean, so I think that's what he saw. I never thought he think about the fans or how brutal they are, man, against players.
Where was the toughest city you played?
The toughest to play?
Yeah.
Oh, I
you play in good cities, right? You didn't have any fan issues in any of the cities you played in,
I would
you?
Say the Mets was the really tough one from the fans.
Okay.
Because the Mets, even the Dodgers was tough. But the Mets were, because they were Latin guys.
Yeah.
And they were saying in Spanish and English.
Oh.
So it meant double to me.
Yeah.
You know, they were talking about my grandma, my mom.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, they were really serious. And they were right there, right next to you. So it's no way you miss it.
Why do you think fans get so personal? Why? Do you get personal?
I'm sure I was a jackwagon at high school basketball games. I'm sure I was in college, you know, small little venues like that. I'm sure I had
trying to get
but
in
it was
their
fun.
Heads,
it was
maybe.
Fun. I had fun with it.
Maybe trying to get in their head and trying to see how you react to it. Maybe when you go to hit, maybe you struck out or something, worrying about what this guy's going to do or the fans. Or
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's in their head. That's what they're thinking. Like, okay, I'm going to rattle this guy. Maybe he doesn't get a double or hit or something, you know?
See, the kids in Granite City where Jim grew up, you didn't have to worry about them while you were playing. You just had to worry about them when you walked out to the bus to go home because they would shiv you or throw bottles at the bus. I mean, those guys were criminals down there.
All right.
I just pissed off half our fan base.
Let's relax, shall we? Let me tell you something, pal.
Hey, come on. Hey, I got a song for you guys.
Oh, a song.
I'm excited about Hicks. I'm excited about Butner, the way he's pitching. I'm excited about the offense. Like I've been saying, I know I want more from Ozuna, but I'm not
pressing?
Worried.
You think he's pressing?
Oh, yeah, he's trying to do so much. I talked to him. He's just trying to help the team so bad that he gets, you know. Plus, the last three games that I've seen on TV, I mean, let's be honest, they've been pitching him really tough. And these guys are wild. You know, it's not like a guy that goes right at you and things like that. So that could be a little bit on it. But he's going to be fine. I'm telling you. He's going to rake, man. He's going to be fine. Wow. His attitude is crazy. Crazy cool.
Hey, speaking of which, did you notice how they were pitching both Bader and O'Neill these last hard in off the plate?
Moving.
Yeah.
Not straight.
Hard in off the plate.
And they were falling for it.
What's the reason for that? I mean, you would think, are they trying to bait them into their wheelhouse?
No, they're trying to see what they can do.
Okay.
They're trying to see. They're trying to test them. If I were catching, mm-hmm. that's what I'm doing. And they got lucky that they never saw a slider down the way after that because I was waiting for it.
Well, they each hit that ball in off the plate, and I'm talking off the plate.
Because they were looking for
right.
it. That's what I'm saying. Like if another – me catching
mm-hmm. –
I threw him two or three. That's fine. Foul balls and swings and miss like O'Neill. I would have just dropped a slider down the way and see what happened. See, and they were lucky that they never got that slider away. Well, Bader got one and struck out, obviously, because it was nasty inside, hard, and then that guy just dropped something floating out there, and it's gonna get anybody. you know, so don't feel like it's just Bader. But O'Neal, he just got, I'm not saying lucky because that's not a word, but like he just got fortunate that the guy never went to a slider away. And he still got the bat on it because he was looking for an inside. He didn't want to get beat on it. But that's what they're doing. They're just experimenting with these kids, man. And if you don't show that you can hit the inside, believe me, the next time whoever comes in, the Mets, mm-hmm. they come in, they're going to watch the video of what happened with the Reds.
Yeah, right.
And they're going to see that weak swings on the inside. Where do you think they're going to go? Inside. And then low and away and see if he can hit it. That's all it is. You'll see.
So everybody's watching that video. It's out there now, right? I mean, that's their next stop. The Cubs coming in, the whoever we got, they're all.
They watched the minor leagues video when he was hitting, when he was good, what was he hitting, and they watched the struggles. And they watched the lately. There's three things that they watch. The lately is the yesterday, the latest latest swings. The minor leagues, because he was hot.
Right.
What was he hitting? You know, they want to know.
Right.
And the struggles, like every strikeout, what do they do? Every out, oh, it was right here. Every, you know?
Right.
They watch all that, and they write it down. Man, they study you to the down to the shoes.
A lot of scouting.
Yeah, if you're wearing the white shoes, walk him. If you're wearing the red shoes, go at him.
Well, I'm excited about the Cardinals.
I'm excited. So. What's our next week? What's this week look like, Jimbo?
Well, I mean.
It's a schedule.
We got the Mets coming to town.
With the 3, 4, and 5 starters, not Harvey. So, I mean,
we're gonna
miss like our odds.
Not the hard ones? Is that what you're saying? No DeGrom, no Syndergaard?
Yeah, not the 1 and 2. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. Obviously, anybody can win at any time. But
I know what you mean.
But at least we're not facing their top guys.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not true.
I'm excited.
No.
DeGrom is pitching?
No. We're getting Syndergaard.
The last game?
No. We get him.
When? He just pitched the other day, didn't he?
Let's see. I'm checking it
out. I thought I saw the highlights. But anyway.
We got our hands full here, boys. Yep.
I'm excited about
we got our hands full. We're going to get Matt's left-hander. And then we're going to get Syndergaard and DeGrom. But you know what? Here's the deal. They need to go out and play well against these guys.
No, this is a challenge.
That's right.
This is a challenge for the offense.
Absolutely.
They're doing. Some guys are getting hot at the right moment. I mean, Yadi's hot. DeJong's getting hot at the right moment. Fowler.
Stop. Got to stop you. So, I know we were texting. I know you got to spend a lot of time with Yadi this weekend, which always happy for you when you get to do that. How was it that you had to have a conversation about him batting second? There had to be a little fun with him stealing a base, big home. There had to be some fun with that, right? Or is it all business when it comes to that?
When Yadi's doing good, I like not to bug anything about anything.
Really?
I try just to leave it alone. If he wants to talk about it, fine, I'll talk it. But if I'm not going to start pulling things out and putting things in his head and all the sudden.
So you didn't even get to have any fun with him about the speed and all that? You just didn't even go there, huh?
I didn't try to get anything. He's going good, and that's it. I ain't mentioning anything in his head. You never know what's going to get in this kid's head, man. I'm going to tell you a couple stories, though. He said that he did wrong on trying to go to third after the steal. And the only reason he did wrong, he didn't do anything wrong trying to get to third. And I'm going to tell you why.
Because I missed the play. What happened?
It was a wild pitch, and it was close to the catcher.
Oh, okay. So okay.
And he tried to go to third with 2 outs.
Yeah,
and he was already in second. But let me tell you why I think it's a good play, and we discussed this play.
Okay,
and he said that the only thing I did wrong, Benji, was putting my head down. Running, you know, start to go to third with my head down. If I put my head up and I notice that guy ball is close, I'll stop and I'll go back. But I put my head down, thinking, and he made it. It was safe. It was just one of those replays that he's safe and he flies off the back. And he gets tagged. But he was still safe. Mm-hmm. But anyways, he was called out. But he said, the only mistake I made was putting my head down. If I run with my head up, I'll stop and go back. But let me tell you the reason. The reason I like it, Yadi is not going to score you many, many from second base,
correct,
base hits.
Right.
Many. I mean, he does, but not many, right? So if you can avoid that pressure on Oquendo, right, to send him right. or not, he could go to third on the wild pitch. He made it. He just got off the bag. So now a hit is easier for him to score. So that's one of the reasons why. And I talked to Willie McGee, and he told me the same thing. I love this guy being aggressive.
I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, that's another thing the manager takes. The manager stands up there and takes the bullets and says, when these guys make a bad base running play, he stands up there and says, nope, I like it. I want us to be aggressive. Now, you and I have talked about it off air. I think we may have even talked about it on air. If you think for 1 minute that whether it's Mike, Willie McGee, Jose Oquendo, whoever, on these base running things, if you think they don't talk to him about it in the dugout or in the locker room, like, hey, understand you're being aggressive there. The play was in front of you. You made him make a good throw. You know, just let's try to learn from that. Let's try to be – they do talk about it. They absolutely talk about it.
All the time.
Okay, now, but that play, that was an interesting play. There's a reason behind it. But, of course, it's like everything else. Because he was out. What's he doing? If he's safe, man, what a great aggressive base running play.
But absolutely. People didn't understand that he was safe. He was safe. He made it. He just that replay shows his foot coming off the bag and the guy had the tag on
right.
him. But he was still safe. But nobody sees that. They see that they call him out and that's it. Oh, you should have stayed at second. I'm like, there's some other reason behind right. it, buddy.
And there's also, and we keep going back to the mental part of it. If you're aggressive on the base paths, okay, all of a sudden that slider or that curveball might not have as good as bite because, hey, if I bury one in the dirt and yes, it gets sir. Away from Tucker 5 or 6 feet and these guys got a great secondary and they're anticipating it, they're already at second or they're heading to third. So I can't bury that ball into the dirt. All of a sudden you leave one up
yes.
and it's a gone.
And it happened yeah. in the game with the Pirates and the Cubs. The Onoba threw two wild pitches. Well, guess what happened to the next sliders? Three of them hung right in the middle of the play. Schwarber, base hit, Baez, double, whatever, and they got hit. But why? Because of what you just said.
Right.
You know, I don't want to bury it, so I'm going to throw a strike, and then the ball floats right down the middle.
Yep.
And it happens that way. That's why you make those guys aggressive on the bases, and you take away that.
And that's why catchers – they lean more on the defensive prowess than the offensive prowess because they make your pitchers so much better by blocking that ball
mm-hmm.
and keeping runners, from advancing.
Yes.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important. And people don't get that there's a setup later on in the year. Mm-hmm. Everybody's watching video. The guy who's worked, Syndergaard's looking at it saying, man, if I throw that slider low and away, these guys
are going to advance.
They're going to advance. Something.
Yeah, it works. Hey, I got something real quick. I before the game on yesterday, I saw Wong, right, in the hallways, and I like Wong. I mean, I know he's struggling maybe, but the defense is awesome. He's always been good, but I love him. I love him. He's a great kid. And I talked to him, and I said, hey, man, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but what I see from your hitting is like you're stepping to the plate. And what happens when you step to the plate? And he told me. He goes, I go around the ball. I said, what the hell are you doing stepping to the plate, man? Try to stay. The step has to be to the pitcher or maybe a little bit open. That's why you go into the plate and open this way. You don't go this way, because you're going to go. Everything's going to go around. So, and he was like, oh, thanks. And he went straight to the cage. I mean, he was going straight to the cage. And he hits a freaking home run.
You're taking credit for that one, aren't you?
No, that's what I was going to say next. I don't want the credit. But, hey, man, a little bit of that.
How many career home runs did you end up with?
1% of that was mine. Come
on. Okay. Well, how many career home runs did you end up with?
Oh, 145.
Okay, so we're going to give you one for that, so it's 146.
Yeah. Well, I got many or more of those, now, but I am not saying
okay.
it.
Okay, and then every time that
like
you're in town, every time you're in town, Yachty goes yard, so you get credit for all those.
No, man.
I mean, by the
Hall of Fame,
you're going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'll be in the Hall of Fame if I get credit for every time I help somebody do something. Like, I talked to Dijon, I talked to all those kids, and I'm not taking credit for real. I'm not doing it. I'm just saying, like, how funny that was that we had that little conversation. He went straight to the cage, and I'm sure he tried it. I'm sure he tried it because it's not fun when you're not hitting.
Yeah.
It's not fun. So when somebody says something to you and you're like, oh, wow, I never thought about it that way. But yeah, he told you. He told me. He said, I go around the ball all the time. I said, yeah, because you're stepping to the plate. You're not stepping to the pitcher or staying the same. And then he ends up hitting that freaking home run, man. I was like, wow, I had that little bit in his head, you know. And the other time he struck out, but it wasn't because of any of the footwork. It was because he took two pitches that he should have hit.
Right.
And then the third one, obviously, whatever happens. But I thought he was funny, man. I was like, man, look at this kid. And then I talked to DeJohn, and all of a sudden he got a couple of hits. I don't know, man.
You're on
know.
Fire.
What the heck?
It's like, hey, where were you yesterday with my golf swing? I could have used some help with my golf swing.
If you would have tested me, I would have told you, man. I would have told you, your swing sucks.
He just sent you a golf video of him hitting out there at Top Golf. Yep. You'll
so
enjoy
whenever you
it.
Go I'll to say. A tournament, you study my swing, and then you go.
That reminds me, when I was 11 years old, I got Joe Amato's autograph, and he was a drag strip guy, like one of those funny cars. And then he went out and broke the record.
Don Pardone, Don the Snake.
Yeah, he went out and broke the speed record, the time record. He went 4 seconds, first guy ever to do it, right? I took credit for it. That was me.
Yeah, hey, I helped Kelly last year. Remember when Yadi went down with a concussion?
Yeah.
He was playing. He wasn't holding the ball too long for the umpire to see. And he was going like this most of the time, like the thumb down.
Right.
You have to keep it up. So if you get more balls or a thumb up, you're going to get strikes. So I wasn't afraid. I mean, I was telling Polo, you know, it's like, man, I want to tell this guy these. He goes, Bimo, you can tell him anytime. And I went up to him and I talked to him. Hey, you need to be more aggressive. You need to talk to the pitcher. You need to almost be a shield leader out there, buddy. You're too quiet. Everybody's pitching to you and they're like, okay, where is he?
Right.
You know? No, you need to be strong. You need to be supportive. You need to yell at these guys. You need to do whatever it takes to get him pumped up. You need to hold strikes. I went over, and he did better. He did better, you know, receiving and stuff, and he's a stud. So, but I mean, I don't, if I see something on you, man, I like to say it, you know. I don't like to leave you just hanging like that, you know.
Well, I can tell you that got a day off today. You know, get a day of rest. Come back at it. New York Mets come to town. They're playing well. Their closer's been lights out, except for his last performance. Thank goodness. That helped me individually. I know everything comes back to fantasy league, doesn't it?
It does.
It's just unreal. This is, I mean, because it's like owning a damn organization the way Jeff's got this thing set up. But it's fun. I'm enjoying it very much. And, again, I would say it's a good test. And I think they're up for it. I'd love to see other guys now start stepping up, especially against two of the best starters in the game for sure. And I think we all know that it seems like sometimes left-handers can give us trouble. So,
but they've seen him already. So
yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
They've seen him. They know what they have. It's not like the first time they face him.
And I'm going to be following Steve-O in the league here to see what he does with the guy that just threw a no-hitter for him. Let's see.
He said it already.
I sat Matt's too.
You don't like him facing this lineup right now.
Oh, yeah, man.
These right-handed guy.
I sat him down. Yeah. I put in Price. I put in who's my other guy just came? Lucchesi. Got him in there.
Dominic Lucchesi. All right. So, bottom line, guys, 20 games or so in. We sit in first place. Good start to the season. Much better start than last year, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yep.
12% of the season gone.
What would Tony La Russa say?
12.8.
Listen, if you do this every 20 games, you got a good shot, right?
Got a shot.
They're on pace for 90-something wins.
Love it.
Everybody, what would everybody say? What is everybody saying? Well, yeah, if we played the Reds all the time, right?
Yeah. We'll take it.
We will take it. No. No shame in this game.
It doesn't matter who.
Hey, pay attention. When the Reds beat somebody else, you can say, huh? So, anyway, we'll see how it goes. I'm excited about it.
Do you think they just give us the other 12 wins against the Reds and we just take those as days off?
Well, I can promise you.
Will they just give them to us?
No, and I can promise you nobody's going to do that.
Are you kidding me?
No. They almost came back the other day and beat us, and then what are we going to say? I mean, I don't understand that at all. I you need to win against the teams you should. And right. Then you battle your butt to the other ones.
And we also talked about this. You get up 2 and 3 runs in the first and second, maybe third inning. You need that fourth, fifth, and sixth. You need to put up another run or two.
I got to play, but I don't want to.
Yeah, you just you
I got to play for you.
Yeah, you just can't lay down.
You got to – two men on. our lefty guy coming up to hit. He's struggling, right? Obviously, he's struggling. He has a he's hurting his shoulder too. Why can't he just bunt for hit? I'm not saying bunt for sacrifice. You're not doing that. I mean, of course, he is, right?
Right.
Bunt for base hit. Bunt for base hit. Do it for the team because you know you're struggling. You know it. Just bunt for base hit. You're gonna get the sack bunt anyway. It's not a bat, and you move the two guys over. And we were winning 3-0. And what happened later? They came back. That would have been 4-0, and you never know. I mean, they might have been out of hand after that. Well, we don't know if we would have ended up scoring, but at least gave us a good chance to score. That's IQ to me. Straight up IQ. If I'm not swinging good, and I know this guy owned me or something like that, or whatever reason I don't hit good, hey, I'm going to do something for the team, man, because I know I don't hit good.
I'm a big fan of adding that fourth run and that fifth run because it does. You are a pig and a poke away from a tie ball game. I mean, it's a walk and a bomb. It's a hit, a double, a walk, and a bomb. I mean, it's.
And it happened to us.
It did. And it happens all the time. And I'm telling you, there were a couple balls. Scooter Jeanette hit one.
There was three balls that
should have been out.
And the Reds over there, they would have been home runs.
Without a doubt.
Three or four.
So we got – I like getting up early. I get it. I love it. That sets the tone, but you got to keep scoring.
Well, we're going to see what happens. And, again, this will be a good week. I'll be curious to see where we sit after this weekend. Obviously, Mets come to town, no easy task here for sure. Then we go to Pittsburgh, which, you know, Pittsburgh has played well to start the season.
They got good pitching.
You know, coming back a little bit. So we'll see how that goes as well. Hey, you just got to take care of business. It's that simple, right? Got to win your division. There's a lot to go before we're over with here. Want to thank everybody for joining us today. I want to remind everybody before you go to check out twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show. Make sure you do your shopping through Amazon there as well. It helps us tremendously. Find us on our social media at Birds on a Bat Show. Hit us up on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Like our Facebook page. Click invite your friends. It would mean a lot to us. Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Find us at lineupmedia.fm, home of Yo Radio. Happy to have them a part of this as well. Interesting. Have to find a way to always mention my good friend Josh Potter, who's in studio helping us out from Art City Media, Art City Sports. Thanks for everything they do as well. All of our social media partners. You heard me just mention Mick Light. Again, Art City Media means so much to me and our show and what they've done for us. Chris Lawless, Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7. It's a very important thing for all of us here as they have really taken us under their wing since the day we started this. Don't forget about Nate McHenry and RallyScroll.com, the big Facebook page that gets so many fans excited and involved. We'll be switching over here. If you're not a member of the Rally Scroll Club, you're going to want to be, okay? Great prizes, great insight. We kind of turn Benji into we get away from the whole fan-friend thing, and we kind of turn him into the player coach, and we hit him up, which we'll turn this conversation about the bullpen today into something totally different as I hit him with some different things. So, again, great prizes, great entertainment. Right now, I believe there's a few days left here in the month where it's absolutely free. If not, once you get past that, it's less than the price of a cup of coffee. So check out RallyScroll.com. St. Louis Cardinals fans unite, everything STL sports. My friends over at Team of Rivals podcast, thank you very much for your continued support as well. Enjoyed doing the show with you guys that time. Some great guys in town here doing some great things. Cardinal Freak. I like the guys over at Meet Me at Mutual, Birds on the Black. Lots of great shows out there right now. 11th Inning Stretch does a good job. I know Josh Potter's group over at Art City Media just started something. So, again, lots of great stuff out there. If you guys aren't listening, you're missing out, man. Lots of great stuff. Check out some of the great Facebook pages as well. Fans of Yadier Molina, Cardinals Nation, or St. Louis Cardinals Nation. There's great ones out there, folks. Check them out. I know you'll enjoy them. Again, it's just great time to be a Cardinal fan as far as I'm concerned. They're in first place, folks. Shouldn't be complaining so much. I'm going to start with myself. I still find little things to complain about. I'm going to try to knock it off and just enjoy the run. For all of us here, special thanks one last time. InnovativeCompanies.com, Construction, the Heating and Cooling Team, the Electric Team, and, of course, Randy and Stephanie Green. Now introducing the plumbing team to the umbrella as well. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman, fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Don't forget to give them an opportunity for your business. Patty O's, thank you for sponsoring our studios. And don't forget, May 4th, when the Cubbies come to town, we'll be there. We'll be giving out the green seats. We'll have some other Yadier and Benji Molina autographed items. We had a great time there last Friday. Look for that next contest coming up as well. Again, guys, we're enjoying this very much. Arlington Greens had a great time there this weekend. Thank you, Mark Marcuso, for your continued support. If you're, you know, if you're going to do some golfing, especially now that the weather's turning, make sure you give Arlington Greens an opportunity for your business. They do a tremendous job. Our newest member to the show, Adam Smokehouse. I know we're going to schedule Billy Benji boy right away. Here
Heck
he goes.
Yeah, man, we need to go.
Hey, we're going to set it up next time he's in town. We're going to head out there, have some dinner, send out some videos, some recommendations. I know we did a poll. The bottom line is everybody wants you to try everything at Adam's Smokehouse, which I think probably a great
little
thing.
Little by little.
Oh, for sure. So I think we can do that. We're going to give it a run, too. I'm looking at Steve. He's got that going. So special thanks. And, again, we appreciate all the support we get from everybody. So make sure you check out Adam's Smokehouse as well. Producers Brian Croc, Andrew Allen, thank you for all you guys do for the show. Josh Potter just stepping in the studio to join us for Rally Squirrel. Thank you, sir, for all your support. For everybody here at Two Birds on a Bat, we leave you. Let's go, Birds.
Go, Birds.
Go, Birds.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.